Welcome, everyone, to the Power Platform Boost podcast, your weekly source of news and updates from the world of the Power Platform and the Microsoft community with your host, Nick Dolman and Lydica Akabek.
Hey!
Hey, everybody.
Hey! We're live from
the color cloud.
Conference. And where do I look? We look here, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are here.
Yeah.
Hello. And so this was supposed to be bright purple, not quite bright, but purple nonetheless. Not as bright as some.
Yeah, I'm blueberry now, apparently. So
yeah, well, it is what it is. It was all good fun. We raised over 10,000 euros for charity.
Yeah.
That's
like 16,000 Canadian. So it's great.
Oh, I think I messed up my mic. Sorry, people. I made a big noise. Yeah, kind of used to it by now, I guess. Okay, so we've been here. We went here yesterday. You had the workshop.
Yes.
How did it go?
It went really well. We had 9 participants. It was an advanced Power Pages workshop. We went way beyond the regular Power Pages in a day content and kind of dove into creating web templates, a portal web API, and sort of those advanced things that once you know a little bit about Power Pages, what's next?
Yes.
And that was good. It was the great questions. I mean, I was really impressed with the questions people were coming up with. It was fantastic. It was a great day.
Yeah.
And you helped me out. I really appreciate it. It was like, you know, this is the call a friend kind of thing. And as people know me, my design skills are, I'm a citizen designer. And I thought, you know, as opposed to me just talking a little bit about this, let me going to pull in the big guns. And Rekha came in and she just did a fantastic presentation on styling, design, theming for Power Pages and just rounded out my whole day. So I really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for bringing me in because I was here anyways. It was a pleasure to join you and the group was a very good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So interactive, people from all over the world. So much fun. So really workshops, people, that's how you actually get to learn full day. Just immerse yourself in it. In one topic, and you get to meet the presenter and actually connect with the community. It's a great way to connect. So definitely do that if you need to.
And then now we're here today. Today was the sessions. We're about mid afternoon right now. There's still I think another session or two happening yet, and the closing keynote as well, which is this is Chris Huntingford, our friend,
who's
going to be doing that.
I wonder if he's going to dress up this time. Because he usually dresses up as a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then usually Rebecca is the unicorn and they have the thing going. We'll see.
We'll talk a bit more because it was one of those sessions that I went to from him and Karsten. But that was a little bit later on. The day started off, well, you know, with breakfast. Well, actually, it was last night, the speaker dinner. We should talk about that a little bit. So there was.
Which part do you want to talk about?
I would say, let's just say that out of all the speaker dinners I've been to and all the events, this is definitely in the top 5.
Yeah, definitely one to we will remember.
Hard to be topped.
Yeah, so there was a drag cabaret in the kind of red light district of Hamburg. So I'll let your imagination run with that and let's leave it at that. But amazing. Good food, good service, and very good show.
Very, very entertaining.
Yeah. We'll put a link to that actually in the show notes because they really wanted us to share if we liked it. And we liked it, so we'll share it with you. So you can enjoy that when you come to Hamburg. That's
fine. Maybe.
Maybe.
So.
Okay. And then
today.
Yeah, today we had breakfast. We had an amazing keynote with Brian Cunningham came here to do a keynote for us. Told us a bit about the platform and co-pilots and AI and what the future holds, what we can expect. And one of the key things that I pulled away from it was he talked about co-pilots as agents and working with a team of co-pilots. What did you take away from it?
No, again, like, I mean, we've seen that, like, I like Ryan because he's genuine. He's, and just for those who don't know, he's the VP of the power apps and power pages, that the apps part of Power Platform. So he showed us, again, some of the demos that we've seen, but he spin on it and how he takes it, makes it very real, very practical, very hands-on. And as he talked about one of the clients, the U.S. Geological Survey, and how what they're using co-pilots for and building apps and start throwing a lot of numbers. They have like thousands of apps and what they're doing and just the whole digital transformation, taking their binder, their paper, like he asked, well, what do you think they're using? Of course, everybody said, well, Excel, like not even, they were using paper. So it was really, really cool story.
Absolutely.
And then we dove into the sessions.
Yes. So first I went to Rachel, and I'm really not sure how to pronounce Rachel Erebor. She has a podcast as well. You've probably seen that where she interviews people. And she did a session with introduction to Power Platform and CRM, what it is actually and how it fits with the rest, the kind of an introductionary session. And I love that you can just start the morning off with an introduction. What does CRM mean? What's the history behind it? What is BizApps? What the different BizApps are for? A very good session. Very, very well done, Rachel.
Right. And I dove, well, I actually was part of a panel talking about AI with Andrew Welch, Anna Welch, Chris Huntingford, Will Dorrington, and Anna. Oh,
Ines? Anna.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was really interesting. Hosted AJ Safar was the moderator of sorts.
Wow, AJ is a moderator.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine, and then we covered a lot of ground very quickly. It was a little chaotic, as you can tell with that group.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, a lot of interesting conversations about AI. Is it going to take our job? Mm-hmm. Totally not. It's going to change our jobs for sure. And then other aspects of it is like for education, like, you know, if you have kids, what would you be telling them right now? And so I got to say my piece about going to trades. So it's a little bit different, but overall it was really interesting and about how AI will change your lives. It'd be interesting to look at that conversation in a year from now to see where we're at with AI and co-pilots and everything like that.
Definitely. So will any of these sessions will be recorded?
I don't think so.
No, we haven't seen any recording equipment here. So this also builds upon the had to be there kind of mm-hmm. thing. So if you are feeling like you're missing out, then you are. You need to go to these kinds of community events. And yep. this for me, 250 people here, mm-hmm. right? Attendees
yes.
and the speakers. This wins over any big conference for me Absolutely. Any day of the year. So this is where you need to be if you want to connect with the community. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we were supposed to go to other, I have my notes here. I'm just going to check where I am. So we kind of got pulled away a bit. So we missed a session right. today because we were pulled away to save the day in a customer meeting.
Yes.
So we kind of missed the session. But then I went to Ryan Cunningham's Ask Me Anything session.
Okay. So you're yes. stalking Ryan all day.
Yes, I have been. Mm, hey, Ryan. Just joking. No, and it was very interesting to see what kind of, I was purely there to see what kind of questions they would ask. Because that's also a big part of the connecting to the other your peers. What is in the heads of the other people working with this platform? And it was a lot of interesting questions, a lot of hard questions. I must say, I'm impressed by how well Ryan answers those hard questions. That's really a skill. And then I got to ask a question about Project Sophia. Even in the keynote, when he's talking about AI and business applications and where we're going, Project Sophia is not mentioned.
Hmm.
And so his answer was, well, there's a reason why project's still in the name. It's still in its infancy. It's very early days, and they don't even really know where it fits in the platform yet.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of just feeling its way, trying to finding out what it's going to be when it grows up. And also, they really want feedback. So that goes back to you guys. If you have feedback, if you dive into Project Sophia and you try it out, you have feedback, make sure to give that back to Microsoft because they're really eager to see what this can be going forward. And the fun part was a lot of questions were asked. And then I asked something about Project Sophia and the whole crowd went, yes. Yeah. And there were multiple other people that had questions about Sophia as well. So not only me, because I thought I was the only one that actually just remember that that's something that came out.
Cool.
2 months ago. So that was really
cool. Yeah. So I went to see our friend Chris Huntingford and Carson
Grove. You've been sucking Chris Huntingford all day.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I have a man crush on Chris. Love you, bro. They had like a whole science experiment going. They're talking about co-pilots, the differences between Microsoft 365 Copilot and building your own Copilot and Copilot Studio and using Purview in terms of the security around that, of what data is being pulled in to these co-pilots and grounding and things. And they actually had little science experiments going. They had a little vase and they put in this egg and chemicals and it kind of, you know, this is of course all your prompting that's going in and then all the crap that might come out based on your data and your prompting. And then what if you do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then boom, at the end, pulled out a little tiny dinosaur. Of course, this is Chris, right? Yeah. So
it was, I saw someone drinking crazy things from chemical bottles. And I was
I'm not sure I would have been drinking any of that, but, yeah, so that was a really fun session and great work, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And then I went to Anna and Andrew's session about AI and kind of looking under the hood. It was a really nice session. They had their daughter here, which is adorable. She's 2 years old. She's kind of stealing the show. I'm sorry. But it was so much fun to see her walking around saying bye-bye to everyone in the crowd. And when we clapped, she thought that we were clapping for her.
Of course,
so she had joined it. That was a lot of fun. No, but the session was very good because they started out with this huge, complicated AI model. What do you do? What can you connect it to? How do you push your data through to Azure AI search? And how does this actually work? And Andrew was saying again and again, it's data hygiene. Make sure that you know you push your data through peer review. Again, came up as the default platform to push your data through. And also, you know, make sure that you understand what you actually mean from AI. Mm-hmm. And Anna was making the point that this is expensive. Mm-hmm. from an economic perspective, but also in terms of environmental impact. So make sure you use AI for the right things, the things that you actually need it to do, and not just push it on everything. And what was good about it was kind of towards the end, they wrapped it up and they kind of went full circle, showing the same complex image from Power Platform perspective. They kind of just flipped all the icons. And then you could actually see how that translates into our platform and the capabilities that we have now with these new tools. And that was so great to see, because that was kind of the translation, the bridge between the gap that I've seen.
Yep.
Kind of, that aha moment where the puzzle parts just fall into place. And Andrew, of course, being Andrew Welch, he has a huge white paper that you can download. We'll put links to that in the show notes. Because they really know what they're going. So if that's your thing, then go check that out.
Yeah. So that appeared to be it. We were trying to make sure we were going to different sessions. Yeah. So I kind of stuck my head in. I saw you were there. I was like, okay, I'm going to need to go. And then I went to our friend Yannick Reitman. He did a session on Dynamics FNO Dual Write, which is completely a mystery to me. But he had a small group, and he was going through a project that he did with that kind of lessons learned, what to look out for. I learned I never want to be involved in a Dynamics dual write project, like an FNO, but still it was good. It's good. This is the great thing about these community events as well. You can go and check out these things that you know absolutely nothing about, at least get a bit of a taste of what the technology is, what it's all about, what to look out for. And then if it comes a time that either someone asks you a question, at least you know, hey, check with Yannick's session, check his content, or for yourself too, it's sort of like, okay, yes, I know another friend I can call on these particular things, and I've learned a little bit more to kind of expand my knowledge as well. So
Initially there are resources, right? Because at the end of sessions, usually they will share resources, documentation, other things that you should look into if you need to learn more. So it's a good way to kind of expand, to get all those little strings that you can pull when you need to, right? So that's what we're all about. That's what this podcast is about. So just giving you those breadcrumbs and those small threads that you can pull.
Point you in the right direction.
Yes, so that you know all about it.
Okay.
Right. And so I went to Matt Beard's session on XRM Toolbox. And we talked about this as well. I plugged one of the XRM Toolcast podcast episodes that they made, talking about all the things that they didn't know about XRM Toolbox, the people that create it.
Right.
Still, there are things in there that they don't know. And Matt was sharing kind of his top tools that he uses and stuff that he learned last week. They're still learning about their own tool. It's, 359 different tools in
the
toolbox.
Wow.
And I learned so many. I don't think I've ever, I'm just typing notes the whole time because there's so much goodies in there. And Matt's a great presenter. So it was very easy to follow his written thought, and it was very, very good. So if you want to learn more about XRM Toolbox, then that is a great resource. Speak to Matt because he knows everything about it.
Perfect. So I actually didn't go to the session at that point. I got pulled by some of the folks in the community wanted to show me stuff that they've been built. So one of the folks that attended my session in Nordic Summit, because I did a workshop there, Mark Rademacher. Mark, great to see
shout
you today.
Out.
Yep, shout out. He showed me some of the stuff that they were working on in their project and pulling in all this technology. And I'm inspired, like I said, because I said, I want to see the projects that you build from these courses. And he showed me what they're building, and it blew me away of all the stuff he's generating PDFs and using React controls and PCF controls in the project he was doing. And it was just a short little demo, but it was really cool. And I love that. So if you do see me around, if you have something cool, show me. I'm excited. And then, And then this also happened after your, we'll talk about your session next, but after your session two, our friend Tino, we met Tino Ravi, who does a Power Pages weekly newsletter. He showed us some cool stuff too. So keep your eye open for that. I know, Tino, we're putting you on the spot a little bit, but what you're working on really now is cool. And we can't wait to share that. And we'll share that on the podcast when it's ready to go.
Yeah. And contribute as well.
Yeah.
Because what Tino showed us and what Matt showed us about XRM Toolbox as well, this is all open source. Yep. Anyone can contribute. And this is what the community makes for the community. It's bridging the gap between what Microsoft does and what we need. And I love the fact that we can come together here and you can just pull someone away. You can see one of the experts, the superstars, and you're kind of starstruck by. You can pull them aside. You can show them something. You get that feedback. You make that connection. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I'm sorry. I'm so excited about this. Yes. I love being here.
Yeah, I know. And that, but so then we went to your session. Oh, no, seriously. No, I love how you present. I know, you know, I've said this many times before, your biggest fan, the way you move, way you interact with the crowd, the way you move your hands, you're showing stuff and everything. Like, I was trying to take some pictures and you kept moving around from side to side, which is good. It's dynamic. And how you reach out to the crowd and you engage people, like, who's done this? And who's, what's your feedback on this? Who's tried this? Those types of things. So it was a great session on Power Pages ALM, which we know is a constant evolving story on a week to week. So every time I go, like, I think there's a second time I've seen this session, there was already new stuff because stuff has evolved since the last time I've seen you present it, which is a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. I know. So every week there's something new. And I love the fact that they're interacting and asking questions. We have to think. And I don't know the answers always. And you're always there to help me. So I'll just always point to Nick. Does you know anything about this, Nick? Yeah. And usually you do. So we're kind of helping each other and staying up to date, even on Power Pages, things that we should know most about. So.
Right, because there's a few questions that they asked too, and I'm like, we need to try this and we get back to the lab.
Exactly.
Quickly.
But also, you know, after the sessions, when the attendees come up and ask questions, it makes you think and you also get a sense of what they're struggling with. And like you said, I also encourage anyone that struggles with something that's new and coming out, give the feedback to Microsoft.
Yes.
Use the little feedback icon because they do read it.
Yep.
It does matter.
Use the thumbs up and the thumbs down and the co-pilots as well. Like, let's get that better. Let's get everything better. And then, but yeah, like I find even presenting, I learn things, or doing a workshop, I learn things from the questions. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Approach like the other MVPs, approach any of the other experts, approach people from Microsoft. Like, just like ask the questions. And it just helps everybody. It just helps the community. Rising waters float all boats or something.
On the shoulders of giants.
So,
right. And that was our day. So what's next?
I think there's going to be, there's sessions that are going to be wrapping up. And I a little shout out to Trisha. I said I would join your session and recording this now.
We'll link it up.
Yes, we will. But then there's the closing keynote. And then tonight is the after party. We're going to, I have my my dancing tokens, so I don't dance unless I have maybe a drink or two.
Oh,
so
how many Red Bulls have you had?
I've had about 3 or 4 Red Bulls. Long story short, we're going to have fun later on with the whole community, and we'll see you our next episode is coming. We already said that.
Yeah, no, but so we release an episode on Wednesday, and then there's another 2 weeks, and then you'll get a new update from all the news and updates from the Power Support.
Yep.
All right. Catch you later, guys.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And if you like this episode, please make sure to share it with your friends and colleagues in the community. Make sure to leave a rating and review of your favorite streaming service, and makes it easier for others to find us. Follow us on the social media platforms and make sure you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening to the Power Platform Boost podcast with your hosts, Ulrich Åkerbäck and Nick Dolman. And see you next time for your timely boost of Power Platform news.